Yes, well, kind of. If it's a sin to work on the Sabbath, wouldn't it be a sin also not to work? Not to work on the first day, because I think it's, you know, it would be kind of hard to work on the first day. You know, the way business operate in this day and age. You know, if you work more than 40 hours a week, then you know you get overtime and.
Well, let me give you a Bible definition. You know, I don't mind people's short questions. What I worry about, Manuel, is my long answers.
The Bible says,
it's okay, sin is the transgression of the law.
Mm-hmm.
There is no law that tells us not to work on the first day, so obviously it's not a sin. See what I'm saying?
But we're not commanded.
There's no command in the Bible to honor or worship on the first day. A lot of lovely people do it, and you can worship God every day of the week, but yeah. There's nowhere in the Bible the first day is called the Sabbath. And so,
if I'm required to work on that day, that's my question, basically.
Not if you're required to work on the first day?
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly not a sin, because, like I said, there's no Bible injunction.
Mm-hmm. But if I don't work, am I under kind of
no? No, if you decide to take off 2 days because you need a day for the family, that doesn't mean it's a sin either.
Well,
it's just not a Bible issue.
Businesses operate. You understand? You know, they give you 2 days off. And
yeah. Do you know we have a lesson that deals with that a little bit? If you'd like it, we'll be happy to send it to you for free.
Could you give me the name of it? Because I probably already have it. So.
Well, it's called. Things are not as they appear.
That's one of the study guides. I
yes.
have them all. I have,
you have
27.
Oh, then if you read those, you'll be smarter than me.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, God bless.
God bless you.